Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock's here, too. Keita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness and The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, and she's our happiness expert. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, and the same to you and to all who are listening out there.
So we're right here in smack dab in the middle of all the holidays. I mean, we're just right here surrounded by, you know, Thanksgiving just having gone by, and Hanukkah's tomorrow, Christmas is next week. I mean, we're right in the middle of all this, and this is a crazy time, and I don't know if, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, I don't know. I don't believe it was probably this crazy, but we have kind of made the holidays a crazy time, haven't we?
I think so, Jim. And you know, I was thinking just the other day before coming on the show here that you can liken being at Christmas as being in a high time in your business. If you take the same characteristics that you use to monitor, to guide, to focus on what is important in your business, and you take exactly the same behaviors and utilize them during the Christmas holiday season, you're going to be far more ahead.
Explain.
Well, you know, as a small business owner, you're not supposed to please everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. If you did, you would never, have a good bottom line. You're not supposed to go after every kind of new thing that's out there and try to innovate in six different areas of your particular company practice.
Right. You have
to
focus.
You're not going to, you know, buy exorbitant things because they're all on half price, so you're going to get them all your supplies
right,
and equipment
right
now. So if you take the common sense that you already have,
the fundamentals, the logic, the reasonable behavior that you apply in your business, huh?
That's correct. And you apply the same level-headedness to the holidays, you will feel calmer. You will feel like you feel you are in control. You will feel like you feel you are head of your business. And accordingly, you're going to feel like you have a measure of control and calm during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. And see, I believe it or not, Keita, I can do that. All these things you just described, I can do that. And there are people out there listening to you right now who say, yes, I can do that. Men and women, I can do that. But we don't live on an island by ourselves. We're surrounded by people who haven't heard your wisdom. How do we deal with those people who aren't able to keep things in perspective?
Well, first of all, we can actually show by example. In other words, you know, sermonizing and getting angry and pontificating and telling and
but sermons are so much fun, Keita.
All that stuff, all that preaching too, is not going to.
This
no
is
one's
so
going
much
to
fun.
That. Yeah, it is so much fun, but it doesn't work. If you are who you are and you are authentic unto yourself during the holidays, and you abide by the principles and values that you carry in your business, and you stay true to them during the holiday season, someone else is going to look at you and say, I don't know how they do it. They seem to stay so calm. They seem to rise above all the chaos, all the fray. They have sort of said, I'm only going to be in the shopping mall for 2 hours, and I will get what I need.
But you know what?
When
whenever I do stuff like that, and that's what I do. That's how I do it. Mostly because I'm, you know, I just don't get all worked up about stuff like this. I'm accused of being a Scrooge.
Well, the thing is, people can think what they want of you. Yeah. And here's a good line for all of us to remember.
Notice I didn't say I mind that they call me a Scrooge. That's just what they call me.
Yeah. It's really none of our business, Jim, what other people think of us. In other words, if you can move away from that sense of feeling judged or criticized and move to an area where you are comfortable in your own skin, and if your comfort level is high, then these opinions or these thoughts or what Aunt Gladys is saying or what your sister is saying about you not buying enough presents for the kids, that's your sister's opinion. But that's not necessarily the way you're living.
And well, one of the things, and I'll tell you something else, and folks, I've accomplished this, and you might want to try it, Keita. I have made suggestions for how we can settle things down and not get so frenetic and not overspend for adults who don't need more stuff. But and I've made suggestions like that, and when you first say them, they don't always land very well. But I haven't given up on it. And one of the things I've accomplished over the last few years is getting the adults to quit giving each other Christmas presents.
And
only give presents to the children, but take the money. But you have to do this. You have to take the money and go find people who with greater need and give my money to them.
And they'll
because
find out.
Because we live in a world now, Keita, where if I want something in July, I just get it. You know, when you and I were growing up, remember when you'd want something really badly in July and your mother would say, well, maybe Santa will bring that to you 6 months from now, right? Nobody waits on that anymore, right? The kids get it whenever they want it.
But the thing is, that's not necessarily correct. In other words, instant gratification is what
I don't like it. No, I agree. I don't like it.
Instant gratification leads to a lot of unfortunate consequences.
I agree. No. But my point is, what we've gotten to the point was where we've got the instant gratification and Christmas.
See? Well, the thing to do as a parent, and those of you out there, adults who are parents, you're the ones who are in control. You're the ones who have the power to say, you know what, you're not getting 5-6 presents. Some of you may be getting more. Maybe we're just getting 2, and instead we're going to volunteer at the local
mission. There you go.
Or we're going to donate the toys we would have bought for you. And you know what? When your kids donate and help others, they will feel so good about
that. That's exactly right. Hey, Keita, I need your website, please.
KeitaSpock.com.
We're talking about finding some equilibrium, finding some balance, kind of finding ourselves settled down in the middle of all this holiday stuff going on. 20 after, right back with Keita Spock. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Let's make some romance. Though the night is falling and the music's calling, and we got to get down to swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.